It's time. You're listening to the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air. Sponsored in part by Baltimore's own Raven Beer, this ongoing series brings to your ears the best-known works from America's revered grandfather of horror and suspense. Walking through the asylum of the mysterious Dr. Mallard, Poe's wretched souls describe their awful tales while they await the doctor's revolutionary system to treat and cure the mentally crippled. In today's episode, the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air takes on Poe's tale of the vengeful consequences of arrogance, The Cask of Amontillado. Having just left the chamber of the man whose wife tormented him from beyond the grave,
"The hours of your happiness are over, and joy is never gathered twice in a lifetime."
"Marilla, how do you know this?"
Professor Mallard leads us down the hall for a conversation with another of his children. "The next case will surprise you. Perhaps it will confound you. A mild-mannered gentleman, he hails from a once-great family. The Montresors? No, me neither. That nobility and standing is all lost now, of course. Has been for many a year, long before he joined us in our happy home here. He will tell you his tale. I suggest you listen carefully, without interruption. Best not to interrupt him. Good evening, sir."
"Doctor, a very good evening to you."
"I've brought you a visitor. I'm showing off my cases and treatments. Intrigued and impressed, I think it is fair to say. And that is without meeting you and hearing your extraordinary tale."
"Oh, it is nothing so special. But let me say, sincerely, welcome. I am pleased to meet you. You look distinguished. You have taste, an air of nobility. My family was once great. I am sure you have savored the greatest foods, the finest wines, from Burgundy to Bordeaux, Moscato to Chianti, Madeira to Port, and what from Spain? Would you be tempted by a glass of cool and fresh Amontillado, like my dear friend Fortunato?" Fortunato was a man who was widely respected and even feared. He was also a most arrogant man, not like you, Doctor, or you, our honored guest. No, Fortunato was a fat, pompous swine. He always looked down on me. He could have a commanding presence, a quality he used to ridicule those he decided to target, and often that would be me. I put up with his mockeries as best as I could, but when he ventured upon insult, I vowed revenge. You know so well the nature of my soul, Doctor. You know that I would not have threatened him. Rather, I waited patiently, coolly, as I plotted my revenge. I would not only punish him, but punish him with impunity. My revenge would be complete, utter, unambiguous. It must be understood that neither by word nor deed had I given Fortunato cause to doubt my good will. I continued, as was my wont, to smile in his face. I deferred to him. I doffed my cap. I stooped in subservience. And I smiled, always smiled. And not once did he realize that my smile was at the thought of his impending destruction. Fortunato had a weakness. He prided himself on his connoisseurship of wine. Do not misunderstand me. He was no more of a wine connoisseur than I, but he prided himself on his nose and his sense of taste, even if his idea of wine tasting was to down every glass like a drain. No matter. He was sincere in his knowledge and love of wines. And so it would be with the promise of a most special wine that I would entrap him.
Fortunato! I say, Fortunato!
All the joy of the carnival!
Fortunato!
Good evening!
Ah, it's you.
I had hoped to run into you.
I am rather occupied. I need to be on my way. It is the carnival, after all. Some of us are dressed for the part.
Yes, you do look splendid in your costume. Where are you headed?
Some good people are holding a secret banquet for the carnival. A costume ball. I'm not surprised that you did not receive an invitation. Not the right sort, dear fellow. You might lower the tone.
You are dressed like a clown.
I can see why someone like you would see things in such a trivial way.
But your clothes look like striped pajamas.
How observant.
You're wearing a cap with bells on it, like a jester.
Yes, maybe I do resemble a jester to you. My line of thought was far more cultured, knowledgeable. You see, A wiser man would see that I am clearly honoring a greater tradition. An homage to the world of Italian comedy, the Commedia dell'arte, the sublime world of Leoncavallo's Pagliacci. No, Pagliaccio non son. But no, to you I am nothing more than a clown or a jester, some dwarf in a medieval court. Excuse me, I must be on my way.
But I have been looking for you. I need your advice.
Really? This is just too much.
It wouldn't take up much of your time.
Impossible. I have an important social engagement, so if you'll be decent enough to excuse me...
I couldn't think of anyone who might help me unless perhaps Lucrezia is available.
Yes, he's exactly the kind of person well suited to help you.
It's about some wine I have acquired.
Wine? What of it?
It is a rare type, much desired, but I have my doubts. I may have been misled.
Ha! That would not surprise me in the least. But, what sort of wine?
Oh, no matter. You are busy. I shall find Lucrezia.
You really are an exasperating fellow. But you are right. I need to be on my way. Just out of curiosity, what is so rare, so special about the wine you have acquired?
Fortunato? Oh, sorry. I was thinking where I might find Lucrezia.
What wine have you acquired?
I have been told it is an Amontillado, but I am not at all certain.
Amontillado?
Yes, a whole cask.
You jest. A cask of Amontillado in the middle of the carnival? Not possible.
Well, I'll let Lucrezia be the judge of that. Farewell.
Wait. Wait a moment. Where is this cask?
In my vaults, very nearby. You are engaged, Fortunato. I have taken up enough of your good time. I will find Lucrezia. If anyone has a critical turn, it is he. He will tell me.
Our friend Lucrezia cannot tell the difference between Amontillado and common sherry.
And yet, some fools will have it that his taste is a match for your own.
Come, let us go.
Where?
To your vaults.
My friend, no. I will not impose upon your good nature. You shall be late to your party.
The party is of no consequence. Lead the way.
This is so good of you, but no, it is too much of an imposition. My vaults are insufferably damp. A filthy place, too. I would not wish it upon you, dressed in all your finery like you are.
I will be able to advise if it is a genuine Amontillado. A splendid drink. Ethereal aromas, exquisite taste, hint of oak, raisins, tobacco, herbs, salted almonds, Amontillado.
Your kindness knows no bounds.
How did you acquire it?
A vintner, not my usual fellow, approached me.
Rather irregular?
Yes, but he seemed very trustworthy.
I see. In future, always contact me first.
No, I will. In fact, I tried to find you on this matter. You were not to be found, and I was fearful of losing a bargain.
Yes, I see.
I was silly enough to pay the full Amontillado price.
Well, let us hope it is the real thing.
Having purchased it without consulting you in the matter, I am worried that I may have been duped.
I fear you might well have been gulled. Made a fool of by a charlatan. But I imagine if it really is Amontillado... My mouth waters. But I will easily be able to tell the truth. Have no fear.
Absolutely, I do not doubt it.
You could not have asked Lucrezia. He is an ignoramus. The man cannot distinguish sherry from Amontillado.
I will do my best to ensure I do not detain you too long.
I will be able to tell at once. And on the off chance you have purchased a cask of Amontillado, what a carnival delight.
A delight for us both.
Cool and fresh Amontillado.
In the depths of my vault, look, we have arrived.
Where are your staff?
No, frolicking in the carnival, I have no doubt. I told them I would not be home until morning, so I suspect they have scarpered, even though I forbade them to leave the house.
Oh? So you do have a social engagement of your own? I thought...
No matter, Fortunato. Amontillado. That is all that matters now. I will not detain you long.
Indeed. Amontillado. Lead on.
Here is the door to the vaults. Oh, please, take a torch. Down we go. I must warn you, it is very damp.
Yes, you have said that already.
No, watch your step, Fortunato.
I am quite all right. This accursed hat and its bells. Just lead me to the cask.
No more steps now. Still, be careful you don't slip. The floor is particularly damp here.
Where's the cask?
Quite a bit further, down these passages.
These vaults appear to be rather extensive.
They are catacombs, strictly speaking.
Yes, I can see that. Rows and rows of skulls. And bones. Human remains.
Meet my ancestors. They were numerous. A great and noble family.
Were they really?
Oh, yes, they were. The Montresors.
Not too familiar with the name, I'm afraid. What is the coat of arms?
A golden human foot in a field of azure. The foot crushes a serpent whose fangs are embedded in the heel.
Very dramatic. And the motto?
Nemo me impune lacessit. No one provokes me with impunity.
Good to hear you actually know a little Latin. I'm surprised.
As I said, my family was great and noble.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe you are in the Brotherhood.
The Freemasons?
Of course. What else?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I find that hard to believe. You? Impossible.
Oh, I assure you.
The very idea is preposterous.
My dear Fortunato, I can see the damp is too much for you.
I am fine. Let us just get this over with. It is nothing. Lead the way.
No. Let us go back. Your health is precious. You are rich, respected, admired, beloved, noble, a man of celebrated largesse. We will go back. You will be ill, and I cannot be responsible for that. Let me trouble Lucrezi instead.
Lucrezi is an ass. Besides, the damp is nothing. It will not kill me. I shall not die of a cough.
True. True. Look, have some of this.
A very ordinary medoc.
It will defend us from the damp.
Yes, something medicinal. I drink to the dead that repose around us.
That is appreciated. I drink to your long life.
Give me more.
It will whet your appetite for the Amontillado.
Yes, if it is genuine Amontillado.
This way. Take my arm. We are beneath the river along here. The damp becomes severe.
Where is this cask?
A little further.
How is it transported here?
A good place to keep it. Cool and damp.
I cannot see racks of wine now, just skeletons in the walls, like the catacombs of Paris.
Keep holding on to me. The passages are narrow. Your costume will get besmirched.
I am growing thirsty again, and you have promised me a taste of Amontillado.
The cask has been placed somewhere safe and discreet. Here. Do you see that niche? That recess?
That small opening?
Yes. The cask is in there.
Well, let us make haste. My mouth is watering for Amontillado. I can't seem to find the cask. Are you sure it's here? I think you are mistaken.
Yes, I am sure. Let me assist you.
But why have you chained me to the wall? Where is the cask?
Pass your hand over the wall, Fortunato. Can you feel how damp it is? Very damp. Let me implore you to return. No? Then I will have to leave you here.
Amontillado?
Yes, yes. The Amontillado. Give me one moment. I have some building stones here. And some mortar. And see this? A trowel. I told you I was a mason.
The Amontillado?
Yes, the Amontillado. Fortunato? My dear, dear friend, Fortunato. My God, calm down, Fortunato, or I shall be forced to slap that hat off your head. Calm down, I tell you. Fortunato, be still.
Please.
Please.
My friend, I implore you.
My friend, I implore you.
Why?
Why?
I am scared.
I am pleased to hear that.
Very good joke indeed. An excellent jest. We will have many a rich laugh about it at the party. Over our wine.
The
the Amontillado.
Yes, the Amontillado. But is it not getting late? Will they not be expecting us at the party? My wife and the rest? Shall we be gone?
Yes, let us be gone.
For the love of God.
Yes, for the love of God. Fortunato.
Fortunato.
None shall disturb you. Rest in peace. Amontillado.
I can see you look confused. Why is this gentleman here and not in prison? An asylum cell is not a jailer's cell. I shall explain. For one, it is a question of habeas corpus. Fortunato did indeed disappear, but his body has never been found. The Montresor catacombs? Yes, they've been searched and scoured, a loathsomely damp place, I understand, but nothing. No evidence that anything has been touched for hundreds of years. He has been dragged down there, yes, but it has been for little worth, and that is where his madness, his affliction, comes in. Down in the catacombs, he becomes unhinged, deliriously mad. And something else unnerves him, too. Watch this. Thank you for recounting your tale once more.
The pleasure was all mine, Doctor.
I may have something for you.
Really? How kind you are.
Let me see here. In my pocket. Here.
Oh. Oh. Take them away. Oh.
Quite extraordinary, don't you think? Would you like a go? No?
Oh. Oh. Fortunato. Be still.
Curious, is it not? So how does one treat such a fellow? Plenty of bells, of course. We need to break through this ridiculous phobia. Jester's bells. A child's toy. In addition to his terror of this sound, he has morbid claustrophobia. Let me explain. We've had chains mounted on the walls of his cell. I will lead him over to them.
No, Doctor, I implore you.
You see? He does not struggle, even if all color has drained from his cheeks. He sweats, he trembles, he remains docile. I believe this is a sign that he wants to be cured. Hope springs eternal. Marvelous, is it not? He believes in me, believes I will cure him.
Let me out. Let me out. Oh. Oh,
Amontillado, Amontillado. I think we'll leave him. We shall let him work through his agonies. What behavior? Quite, quite mad. You want to meet more of my children? There are many more. It's only a few steps to my next fascinating case. You've been listening to the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air and our production of The Cask of Amontillado, adapted for radio by Richard J. Hand. The Cask of Amontillado was directed by Alex Zavistovich and produced by Ty Ford, with the voices of Jimmy Kinsel, Chris Holbert, and Alex Zavistovich. Poe Theater on the Air theme by Greg Martin. The National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air is sponsored in part by Baltimore's own Raven Beer, purveyors of Poe-inspired craft beer. More information can be found on the web at www.ravenbeer.com. More information on the Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air can be found at poetheater.org. Until next time, this is Alex Zavistovich reminding you that all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream.